This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As you head into this day, don't forget that the most important part of your day is the time you spend with God. And, you know, we spend time with God all day, of course, because God is everywhere and God is with us. But that's not the same as having special time just for Him. After all, you're with your wife a lot, or your husband, but it's special time spent just together, doing nothing else, that really builds depth into the relationship. In the same way, your relationship with God grows much more meaningful as you take time that's spent just on Him. Well, that's what we do each weekday morning at this time, and right now we're going through the book of Romans in the Bible and just inviting God to speak to us. And we're in this fantastic section in Romans 12 where Paul has just come off the end of Romans 11 saying God is so great and so awesome, and we've got to remember that from Him and through Him and to Him are all things, including us. To Him be the glory forever, and that we should not be self-centered but God-centered in life, because that's what we were made for. And he says, I urge you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. It's how you become God-centered, is presenting your whole self to God and saying, I'm available to you. How do you want to use me in my work, in my relationships with people, to just bless them, to show them the reality of you in my life, and to speak to them about you in whatever way you want to use me, God, I'm available because I exist for you. Well, then he goes on to talk about self-centered people, and we see it all the time, that self-centeredness ruins a life, and it makes a person unpleasant to be with. It hurts their own relationships, and certainly hurts their relationship with God. And so Paul says, that's not the way to live, but rather, by renewing your mind and getting a proper perspective on yourself from God's perspective, recognize you are not the center of even your own life, but God is. Put Him at the center and recognize that you're in this job of glorifying God together with the other people around you. And so consider how your actions impact on other people. Live in a way that is giving to them and glorifying to God. And here in verse 9 of chapter 12, Paul says, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, and cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor. Oh, how opposite is that to our normal secular way of approaching relationships, to look for ways to leverage other people, to put ourselves first. And Paul says, no, give preference to one another in honor. Not lagging behind in diligence. Don't do it sort of dragging your feet. But fervent in spirit. Be excited about serving other people and putting them first. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. And this is at the heart of everything, that we become God-centered people. Focused on others, yes, because we recognize that we're all in this together, honoring God, serving God. We're like members, different parts of the same body that work together. And so we honor one another, but really we're serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer, contributing to the needs of the saints, that's other Christians, practicing hospitality. So Paul is saying, if you're going to be a living sacrifice to God, if you're going to put God at the center of your life, you need to do it in your relationships with the other Christians around you. What's needed in the world today is the real thing. We need to stop just talking like we care more about others than ourselves, unless we're willing to act like we care more about others than ourselves. Put reality into your Christian life. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.